I don't believe that Jesus is God's best for a person's life.
Militant atheist, confrontational, toxic, and balanced, targeted by anger, getting anger, facing confrontational, race, racism, disruptions, argument, insult, negativity. We gotta totally defend ourselves against this rogue element out there. Militant atheist.
Faith will be deceived. There is no need for you to be deceived. Christ said Jesus indeed deceived. Don't be deceived by Jesus.
Let no one deceive you by any means.
Don't be deceived by Jesus.
I'm impatient with stupidity. My people have learned to live without it.
You're tuned in to Reefso Radio on ReefRadio.net. It begins now.
Every time, life. Speeds up, slows down, speeds up, slows down. You're listening to Reefso Radio. How are you doing today, everybody? You're listening on ReefRadio.net, on GodlessRadio.net, on the Uber Radio Network, on Free Thought Radio. And what else? Did I miss anything?
Mars?
No, oh, yeah, I think the moon base. The new Gingrich moon base.
Gingrich moon base radio.
That's right. That's right. Hope everybody's doing great today. It's Valentine's Day. And to be honest, I really don't give a rat's ass about Valentine's Day. I think it's a corporate greed thing.
I agree. As a matter of fact, my blog post today was titled Valentine's Day, Worst Being a Christian Martyr, or some crap like that.
Yeah, hey, St. Valentine got the shit kicked out of him too, didn't he?
Well, which one? There were three of them.
I don't know. Somebody was telling me about one today, and I guess they cut his head off or some crazy shit like that.
I think, let's see. Yeah, there was something he did along those lines.
Nobody
supposedly got his head chopped off. It's the entire Valentine's Day tradition is mired in conspiracy, actually.
Yeah.
Surprise, Fox News was around back then. It'd have been a fun fucking page story.
I just don't get why you give your girlfriend things that are going to make her fat on Valentine. Why would you want to give her gifts that make her fat?
I was sitting outside a superstore yesterday and watching a progression, a row of men coming out with a bunch of flowers and a box of chocolates. Same bunch of flowers, same box of chocolates from by the door on the way out.
Look at
bloke after line. Bloke after bloke. And in everyone's head, you could see, I might be doing all right after this.
The one night a year that 99% of men get laid. One
night. Or not.
Or not, exactly. Before we go any farther, I have Mr. Al Stefanelli here with me. And I'd like to welcome Chris BC to the show today. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Glad to have you. And he was my guest on the Angry Atheist podcast. And as it happens every so often, I get a guest on that's enjoyable enough that I invite them onto the live show. So there we are. That's why we're here.
Yay. Yeah.
Crispy's blog is probably one of the best out there. So Google Crispy C, or I'm sure that Reap will provide the link.
Absolutely.
I've been following his blog probably, years. The one, Crispy, that stood out, that still stands out to me, is the one you did about the National Health Service saving your life.
Yeah. That was a monster, that was.
That, man, I read that and reread that 3 or 4 times. That was amazing. Go to his blog, and search for that one. Or you can start reading and read every single one before that. Eventually, you'll come up to it. You won't be disappointed.
No, hopefully not. the main thrust of the blog is the core, the TMQ core tab. Really, that's basically where anybody should start. The core, the ones that I think are the most important are in that section.
Cool.
So there's how you start. And it's always nice to find a blog that you haven't read before, and that you can just sit there and just read blog after blog and enjoy it. And get
you'll get lost in there, man. There's some good stuff in there. Very good stuff in there.
Yeah. Thank you. Amongst the sea of strange blogs out there, I was reading some blogs. It's very strange things.
Strange thinking.
Just weird. There's weird stuff out there on the blogs. The things that people think are vitally important to our well-being, or we need to know these things in order to survive, and they're just weird. You can't even understand quite what they're talking about, and they're telling you how important it is, and I feel like I'm missing out on something sometimes. I feel like maybe my sanity is keeping me from some kind of deeper knowledge.
Well, no. I'll tell you this, some good knowledge to have, especially when you consider today being the St. Valentine's Day. The Greeks had a great celebration called, I don't know what it was called. It was in the month of Gamelion, which was about mid-January to mid-February, and it was a fertility festival dedicated to the marriage of Zeus to Hera. And nice. We all know what a god whore old Zeus was.
Yeah.
And then the Romans had a holiday called Lupercalia, which is also a fertility rite, celebrated right around the same time. And it involved drawing names of men and women from a jar for the purpose of coupling them.
Nice.
Yeah, and I don't know if that would make an appropriate celebration in this day and age, but yeah. It's a great idea.
If you were the kid who was picked last for dodgeball, yeah. You know, you'd be screwed.
It's a great idea for some really good porn, though, you know?
just transponed it into nightclub, haven't we?
Really. Just get them all drunk, and whoever you bump into first, that's who you go home with.
That's it, yeah. Dispense with the writing.
Yeah, hey, I like those Greek gods though because they didn't screw around. They came down to earth
and they didn't
hide it, man. They didn't do none of this secret. I got a son. My son's gonna be on Earth somewhere. And it's a big secret. Don't tell anybody yet. You know, they went down there and they got some. They knocked those girls up.
Yeah, which is exactly the opposite of what the closeted gay Republicans are doing on Twitter at the CPAC convention. You know, they're very much not willing to let that get out. Did you catch that? Did you catch that story?
I haven't caught that yet.
No.
What's up with that?
There's every year at the CPAC convention, the Conservative Political Action Committee convention, there is a undercurrent of closeted Republican gay people.
Oh, yes, I've heard about that.
Which is kind of like being a black Ku Klux Klansman, but, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
And they troll the convention and try to set up Twitter dates in the men's rooms.
Nice. I think they do that at the public park here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. Every year they have that thing?
At the CPAC. It's every year, yeah.
Okay.
It's where all of the, Santorum and all the conservative presidential candidates get together and let everyone know how wonderfully holy and pious they are. And
if you have to brag about it, you can't be that great.
So, you know.
Go ahead.
I was thinking that the Christian politicians specifically, they have this persona of you're going to believe everything I say because they, believe because they're Christian. And it's entirely wrong. It's the opposite message. It makes me go, I can't trust you.
Yep. My dad told me about the three P's when I was young. He said three people you don't trust are policemen, politicians, and preachers.
Yeah,
yeah, fair enough.
Good advice.
That sounds about right. I have a problem with the cops too sometimes. The cops aren't as bad though. I work with some cops and I always badmouth them, but I gotta say that some of them are okay. They do a good job.
Yeah,
I think it's occupational hazard with cops. Their job is to be suspicious and they end up being naturally suspicious of everything you say, do.
Exactly.
Everybody's like a bad guy or a potential bad guy.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand how. I've always wondered, how can you live your life like that? Because it's got to carry over into your, normal life after you get off work. I mean, very few people can leave their work and just leave it, leave it.
So, when you're a cop, you're always a cop.
Yeah, I suspect everyone. I mean,
yeah.
It must be hell to live like that. I mean, you're like, it's almost like you feel like you're paranoid almost.
Yeah, I often think, you see a cop arrest someone. I get, I understand it's different over there because you've got guns all the time. You see a cop arrest someone, and they take there's no humanity in it. You're a bad guy before you've been tried. Yeah. They've decided that you're a bad guy, and there's no courtesy.
Nope.
We think you're a bad guy, and please come with us. No, none of that. You're just a bad guy.
Yeah, and there was a local story here in the Atlanta, Georgia area where there was a student, I think he was a middle school student, who was obviously having a bad day, and he brought a knife to school, and he started threatening, some of his fellow students and some of the teachers. Didn't actually lunge at anybody, but he was just brandishing this knife. Well, they called the cops, and apparently this kid took a couple of steps towards the cops, and they killed him. They shot him on sight, and they killed him. And they said, he was threatening He was threatening the police. Now, you know, I understand that that's a problem. And if I was a police officer and, you know, anyone was coming at me with a knife, it would give me pause.
Yeah, exactly.
However, you don't have to shoot the kid in the head or in the chest. If someone's running towards you, you shoot him in the leg, even in the foot, I guarantee you, he is not going to advance any further.
You know what they say about
that?
They say it's too hard to shoot people in the leg or the foot. That's only on TV. They shoot for the torso. That's what they always aim for.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Well,
just because I don't
particularly agree with that. I mean, there are some instances where, you know, where police officers' lives are put in mortal danger, and you know, you kind of have to shoot to kill. That's worldwide. You know, if a criminal points a gun at a cop, you know, but you got a 13-year-old with the kitchen knife.
Yeah, at least try to hit it, one of the appendages. You know, like an arm or a leg. At least try to hit one of those. You know?
Yeah, I can almost guarantee you, if you shot into the ceiling, he would still stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
so yeah, a lot of cowboys here, man, with badges.
I know it.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about?
I think they're
PETA?
Everywhere though.
New PETA.
They're everywhere.
PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, in case you don't know that, is known for its provocative ads, many of them featuring women in various states of undress. They aim to draw attention. They have a new one out. The Valentine's Day ad warns women about the dangers of their boyfriends once they become vegetarians. The ad released online Monday shows a limping, pantless woman sporting a neck brace, struggling to carry a bag of vegetables home from the store. This is Jessica, says the narrator. She suffers from WBVAKT, boom. Boyfriend went vegan and knocked the bottom out of me. A painful condition that occurs when boyfriends go vegan and can suddenly bring it like a tantric porn star. And it shows
bring
her.
It.
Jessica's boyfriend is then shown fixing a hole in their bedroom wall. And as she walks in, he says, "Oh, you're feeling better." And she starts to disrobe. That's the latest ad, and people are upset about that. They're really pissed off. And the head, by the way, the hole in the wall is right where her head would be.
So why are they pissed off, exactly?
They're pissed off because it's too too racy for viewers.
Too racy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does do a moment, like a half a second flash to him doing her from behind and her head getting in the wall. I found it was kind of it's enjoyable. I think it's one
ad. I find it a real double standard, you know, that you can have violence on TV all the time.
Yeah.
And you can't have even the slightest moment of a bit of pleasure or loving or, you know.
Exactly. Oh, no.
A guy
heads exploding, perfectly fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Head, not so much.
Beat the hell out of a guy with a baseball bat, that's cool. You know, try and give him a blowjob. Yeah. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's
exactly.
Can't even spank him.
It's a weird double standard to have. It's
it is very weird.
The one thing perpetuates the human race and the other thing doesn't. You know, which one are you going to promote?
Yeah. And one is done, totally different emotions than one and the other. I think we got to hide from that. It's like no one masturbates in this country either. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you're so all messed up then.
Yeah. No one masturbates. No one masturbates. We don't talk about it. We just pretend like no one does it. If anyone does mention it, man, they are just sinning. Can't do that. I've got an interesting study here. Passing someone a sexually transmitted infection is viewed as worse than giving them the flu, even if the flu turns out to be fatal, a new study says. The research points to an irrational stigma of sexually transmitted diseases, according to a study. According to study researcher Amy Moores, a graduate student in psychology at the University of Michigan, infections such as the flu, no matter how deadly, simply don't garner the same disgust. It turns out that people really fear chlamydia, the STI focused on in a study. Moore told Live Science, at the rate they rate a person who transmits chlamydia as very risky, very selfish, immoral, dirty, bad, and any objective adjective you can think of that is terrible. The researchers gathered 1,158 volunteers via the internet and had each read a short paragraph about someone transmitting either the H1N1 flu, also called swine flu, or chlamydia to another person. Though H1N1 usually causes nothing more than a few days of misery, people with compromised immune systems and the elderly can die from it. Chlamydia, on the other hand, is a bacterial infection, one of the most frequently reported STDs. There are often few symptoms, but the infection can cause infertility in women if left untreated. In every scenario in the study, Christina or James feels a little ill but shrugs off the symptoms and goes to a party and has sex with a fellow partygoer. In some cases, the sexual encounter transmits chlamydia and their partner, and in the other cases, it transmits the H1N1. In the chlamydia scenarios, the newly infected person had to go to the doctor, take a week's worth of medication to clear up the infection. The same was true for the flu victims, but since it can be deadly, Moore and her colleagues added two other unhappy endings to some of the stories. In one, the person had to go to the hospital and nearly died, and in the other, the flu actually killed the person. And they still found that chlamydia was the worst. People who gave the partner chlamydia were worse than the other, which I found very... It's kind of like what we were talking about just now, our kind of screwed up logic when we're thinking about sex, I guess.
Yeah. It could be a media thing, that though. If chlamydia's at a very high prominence in a show, you know, like, I'm not saying it was in, but say it was mentioned in Sex and the City with a massive audience, that's going to have a bigger audience than the news.
Oh, yeah.
So the H1N1 thing is not even going to be on anybody's radar.
It should be, because it was pretty big over here. I mean, we talked about it a lot. It's died out.
It was pretty big, and because the media we don't, our news here, I've been to many countries, including the UK. I lived there for 6 months, a lifetime ago. The news, the way it's presented here, is very different from anywhere I've seen it. Even our neighbors up in Canada. But over in the UK, when I was there, in Italy, in Germany, France, Spain, Portugal, I have found that when they tell us a news story, it's usually, here's what happened, and that's it. Over here, we present it in an apocalyptic fashion.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to end, and man, they do that for everything.
Dramatic music.
Oh yeah, I mean it's like a whole production, you know.
Sound bites for a half an hour before the news story actually gets aired, just pumping you up for it, you know. In 5 minutes, what's going to end life on Earth?
Yeah, it's shit like that, and it's just really, but they find it necessary.
Life as we know it is going to end.
It's crowd grabbing, isn't it? If it's not drama, it's not news. So.
Yeah, exactly. The more sensational.
The bigger your ratings, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
That's just why we don't have any good news either. Very little good news you hear on the newscast. Very little, because nobody cares about it. Doesn't get viewers, doesn't get the listeners, and doesn't get viewers.
Yeah.
And that's what they're all about. I like the BBC news is way. If you watch like ABC news and then watch the BBC news, it's totally. It's just the contrast is amazing between the two. Mm. It's totally.
I've
different.
Been watching. What's the Arabian station? Al Jazeera, the British Al Jazeera one.
Yeah.
And Russia TV as well, and they both present really wide-ranging coverage.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen stuff from around the world that I haven't seen on even the BBC. You know, and I've noticed actually in the last few years the BBC's not been as wide-ranging as I would have expected it to be, or it was.
About that, because I know that the BBC always gets kudos here. People are always saying about how great it is, but I was wondering what your perspective of what I've heard good things about Al Jazeera too. That they cover.
Yeah. I've been quite impressed with Al Jazeera actually.
It's interesting.
They do.
The thing with the go back to the H1N1 thing, that I heard a report when it was going on at the time that I don't know whether it was Iran or one of the Muslim countries had instructed their people not to get it because of the pork content.
Yeah.
So I don't know how true that was.
But I love it when they do that.
You know, that's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, like when the leader of North Korea died and they ordered people, they were punishing people because they weren't crying enough at the funeral.
Yeah. It's all dog and pony show, man.
And they doctored up the photos of the funeral too, I guess, to make it look like more people were there.
Well, they had cleaned it up. They had shown a long distance shot from a high vantage point, and you could see where like news crews, you know, cameramen and whatnot were standing there. So they just photoshopped.
I thought
them
they
out.
Didn't they make the crowd a little bit bigger too? It's thicker than it was before.
They might have. Yeah. They might have.
Man, it's funny. You know what's funny is they do it blatantly. They don't even care if anybody knows they did it. They just go. Yeah, we did that. So what? Believe it.
There was a shot from Iran, from Tehran in the Green Movement when, what's her name? Was it Nadia? The girl that got shot. One of the rallies that was around at about that time. And there was a picture that they'd put out and somebody showed where it had been photoshopped, that the extra crowd had been added into the Photoshop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me. Not one bit, man.
These days it's painfully easy to do that. That's why people who believe in ghosts are always trying to present these pictures of what this show's a ghost. Check it out. They're like circling it, pointing at it. It's like, you know what? You can Photoshop so much. You can know, isn't a single person can show me a picture to prove anything these days.
And they didn't even got to do it. That show Ghost Hunters, all they do is they flash lights on and off and shake the camera a little bit.
Yeah,
and something touched my face!
Yeah, scream like a girl.
It was your thumb.
You know, what's really disturbing about that is there's an aspect of that that really bothers me is there's a whole lot of people who claim that ghosts are touching them in a sexual way, and sometimes it's younger, like kids, that are claiming that. And that's a manifestation of molestation in a lot of times because kids don't have the ability to process what's happening to them when they're sexually molested. So it manifests itself as things like a ghost touched me in the middle of the night or, you know, dreams and things like that or imaginary. Yeah. Which nobody's – those people who are believing in ghosts, they eat it up. Oh, wow, we got to get this kid's story out. When that kid might be having a problem at home that needs to be dealt with, it's not a ghost. You know what I mean? It's Uncle Ghosty. You know? It's an ugly side to that. It's always bothered me. That and they have that show where they talk about it's called Psychic Kids, and the kids are supposed to have psychic powers, and this guy comes in to help them hone those powers and learn to deal with those powers and use them, you know, and – it's like those kids, and then the parents bring the kids to the show to be on TV and just do this crap, crazy crap. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if it's years ago. Godless and Happy told me she has this hypothesis. I don't know if it's her hypothesis or something that she'd heard, but it was to do with the Earth's magnetic field and ghosts.
Oh yeah.
And she said that videotape, you know, your videotape, as it used to be, was magnetic fields passing across another magnetic field, and it changed the shape. Well, as the magnetic field rotates, couldn't it pass through the bioelectric field that is us in a dramatic situation, you know, say in a murder or whatever, and capture that as a photograph?
Yeah.
And then replay it the next time the field goes through that point?
There is a whole bunch of people who believe in that theory that ghosts are actually a kind of a recording of the energy that was going on at that time. That's what you're talking about, right? Kind of
something. Yeah, like that seems very likely to me. Much more likely than anything else. Yeah.
Stuck in a loop and it just plays over, and that's what people are thinking. They're seeing a ghost when they're actually just seeing an event that's playing through the energy that was involved in that event, playing through kind of like a movie.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch.
You know, quite often you hear the ghost stories, and it's, oh, he always walks down here and he goes in that door.
There's the same pattern each time.
Exactly the same thing. So it really does sound like a loop tape.
Yeah. Which, if I was going to, you know, research anything or find something that could be plausible, that would be one of the few things, very few things that could be plausible.
Yeah,
at least it's based on actual things that actually exist. You know what I mean? Science that actually exists or things that we know that are occurring, like magnetic fields and things like that.
Exactly right. Yeah.
That's what bothers
me. That's the thing, I think. If you can find any explanation at all, I reckon, if you can find any explanation, no matter how implausible it is, it's got to beat, oh, it was magic.
Exactly. It's very easy to beat it. Or, just because it's a good one. Or, I just believe it. Well, why do you think that's true? I just know it's true. I just believe it.
I can feel it, man. I can feel it.
Yeah. It just feels right. Yeah. It just feels right. What must be love, then? It's not a ghost. It's love. All right, I got we're going right through them today. In Beijing, Chinese authorities are investigating eggs which bounce after being boiled and may make men sterile. The eggs
that's pleasant.
The eggs being referred to in Chinese media and on the internet as rubber eggs or ping pong eggs are hard to eat, raising suspicion they are fake after appearing in small numbers in markets nationwide. The investigation is designed to appease customers' concerns after some suspected they bought artificial eggs made by traders just seeking profits.
Yeah. If they just stop bouncing them, maybe they'd stop hitting themselves in the balls.
Who the hell's bouncing the eggs anyways? I mean, Al, do you usually bounce your hard-boiled eggs before you eat it or what?
I try to avoid it. I've been hitting the balls once too many times.
Once is too many times, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
They're saying, however, the egg's hardness could be a natural occurrence caused by hens consuming large amounts of food enriched with a compound called gossypol, which binds to protein in egg yolks, and it normally exists in the residue of cotton seeds added to chicken feed as an extra protein source. Large doses of the compound will suppress sperm activity, and it's used in male contraceptive pills as far as testing. Anyway. And in 2008, at least 6 children died, and nearly 300,000 became ill from powdered milk laced with melamine, an industrial chemical added to low-quality or diluted milk to fool inspectors by giving misleadingly high readings of protein. So the Chinese, man, they got all kinds of weird shit like that going on. Like the lead paint thing, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, lead's bad. Lead is really, really bad. I think mercury is the only thing that scares me more than lead, because you can absorb mercury through your skin. And I used to play with, you know, they get the like the air conditioner thermostats, and they've got the little mercury switches in them to turn them on and off.
Yep.
We used to break those open and play with the mercury when we were kids, you know. Now I think about that.
Well, that explains a lot there, Reed.
Very witty, very witty.
It's okay. I'm sure I used to eat lead paint, too.
Yeah, I think we probably all did, considering how much stuff is painted with lead paint, it seems like.
No doubt, man. That's funny as hell right there.
I got Anna. Anna is, tell Crispy he's awesome.
Anna, yeah, Anna's a fellow Brit.
Yes, Anna Johnstone.
All right. Hi. Anna, was it?
Anna, yeah.
Yes, Anna.
Hi.
She's another blogger as well. She's got a blog called The System of Tangents.
She's a big loudmouth just like us.
She's a big loudmouth just like us. But it's really funny when she cusses people out from an American's point of view. It's hilarious.
It is.
some of the words that are considered profanities in the UK are not here. But when you hear them used in that context, it's just awesome. Yeah.
Especially because you can feel the anger behind her words.
Oh, yeah.
You know she's pissed. And we've had her on the show, so we know what she sounds like when she's angry. So I know I have this little voice in my head that I apply to anything that she posts to me, you know. And, yeah, it's just cool.
I finally go the other way. The angrier I get, the more quiet I get.
Oh, yeah?
I think, yeah.
So do you finally reach the point where you just burst out, or does it just get quieter and quieter?
Yeah, I tend to just stop. Rather than actually destroy somebody, you know, I'd rather just... not bother. Just blank them, not speak. Leave the room. Do anything.
I'll get to the point where I know I need to leave, and I'll leave, and I need to be
alone. Yeah. That's usually it with me.
I had a guy in a Yahoo group that I'm part of today. I posted, they were talking about whether people should be outspoken or not, and this guy had said, no, you know, it doesn't do any good, and I posted, I think you should speak out for what you think is right, you know, no matter what it is. I mean, you should stand up for what you think is right. I mean, the Christians should stand up for what they think more often, I think. I mean, a lot of times they just back down and run away. And they should, if they believe in it, they should stand up for it. They can't win, but they should still do it. And I said that I thought that there were several things that atheists could agree on. And he said, no, it's like herding cats. It's not going to happen. It sounds like you're on a quest. Good luck with it. You're going to need luck to do that. So I posted a few things to him that I thought were... common things that atheists can kind of agree on, like child molestation by priests being wrong, the separation of church and state, maybe science being stifled by because of religious belief, you know, just a few things. And he got all pissed off at me. Because he was insisting that atheists...
They hate it when you've got a list. They hate it when you've got a list.
I know.
They do.
He was pissed. And he was the moderator for the group, and it was like, I didn't mean to be disrespectful to him, but I'm just like, really? He was like saying, you know, why even bother? Throw your hands up. Why even bother? Because atheists are never going to agree on everything. We should not be working together. We're too much. It's like herding cats. If I hear that herding cats thing one more time, I'm going to scream.
Yeah.
I think you should make a video of herding cats.
Do what?
It is kind of a bit like that.
Yeah, at times, but it's not totally like this. It's not like that. He was like, it's pointless because that's what it is. It's like herding cats. That's what it is. There's no other aspects to it. There's nothing we're going to agree on. And there's nothing in any group that you're going to get everyone to agree on, you know. But there are some things that are common. I mean, I even said if there's a single person who reads this and doesn't agree with these things that I'm posting, I would love to talk to you, because of all the people I've talked to, there isn't anybody that really, you know, has been against any of those things or disagreed with those things. That I can come across, anyways. Maybe I'm just hanging out with the wrong group of people or something. Al, I got to quit hanging out with you.
The right
bad influence, man. I'm a bad influence.
Right, I mean, most atheists do believe in the separation of church and state. And they do think that science is like stem cell research. I mean, how many people are going to say, no, it's okay. We're going to hold off on the stem cell research because it's, you know, religious beliefs. You know, those are important. We got to consider those. I mean, even the right mind is going to say that.
Hopefully. It's true. We've got to start pushing the fact that faith is just a posh word for pretending.
Yeah.
Yep.
It really is. If you've got no evidence at all for anything, then you're pretending. Doesn't matter how strongly you believe in that pretend thing. That's what you're doing. You just play and pretend.
Is there somebody judging me in the chat room? Is that what's happening?
I can't get to the chat room.
Being judged in the chat room, I think somebody messed up. Al has made his last fight, and Jesus is going to judge him.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, I got Metal Chick in the chat room. Dude. Yeah, oh, wait. Are we all going to be judged? Is that what's... Jesus will burn Reap and Al in hell forever.
At least we'll be together, man.
Yeah, at least we'll be together.
Hey, they like me then.
Yeah. Praise the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Isn't Nazareth a band?
Yeah.
I didn't know Jesus was a band.
Good band,
It doesn't exist, does it? No, or it does now, but it never did.
Yeah.
Nazareth was made, wasn't it made up in the, like, the 17th century by archaeologists?
I thought so. Was that actual? Because I heard about that, but...
Yeah, that's what I kind of know about it. I mean, yeah. I don't really know about it, but...
All I know is that it's a band, and they had, like, one hit song, right? I know that for a fact.
And it was, like, it was Love Stinks.
Love Stinks was the song, yes.
We used to have it on the perfect song for Valentine's Day, by the way.
I know. I don't know if I have it, though.
Should find that in the break and make that the official Reepsaw Radio Valentine's Day song.
I don't think I have that song, though. You had to
do
that. I have to look and see if I have it. All right, I know, Al, I know you got some things that you wanted to cover today, so I'm going to hand it over to you.
All righty, then. Let me make sure that my...
You want to take a break first?
Yeah. I'm trying to work something out here, and
I think I'm on the air
when it's done. It's going to play some music. So,
I didn't mean to throw it at you like that.
I'm ready. I just want to make sure I don't... When you go to your website, there it is.
What?
Sick. Now, this is really weird because I'm trying to get onto the Reep Radio website. Yeah. There's something I want to do over there. But the sound comes on as soon as you go on there.
Yeah,
so I'm listening right now while I'm talking to you in my headphones. I'm listening to the show on a delay.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
how do
freaking
you do that?
Me out. So let's take a break so I can get my shit together okay. And then come back.
Okay, we're going to play a little Amaranthi, and it's all about me. We'll be back. You're listening to Reepsaw Radio. Woohoo! Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, this is Reep, and you're listening to Godless Radio. Godlessradio.net. And you know what that means.
That means he's an open advocate of atheism.
They recognize is that the evolutionists worship atheism. I mean, that's their religion. And evolution becomes their religion. It is a matter of religion. So this is an establishment of religion contrary to the First Amendment of the United States Constitution.
And you're listening to Reepsaw Radio. And did you know that atheism is an establishment of religion? Pat Robertson said so. If you didn't know it, Pat Robertson said. So now we got to follow
it. If Pat said it, then it, you know, so it is written, so it shall be done.
So it shall be done. That's right. Pat Robertson, who's been dead for 5 years and doesn't even know it. It's pretty sad about that Whitney Houston thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, actually it is.
I guess unfortunate.
I actually liked her. You know, I mean, I know there were people who were saying all kinds of bad things.
Yeah,
but, you know, who the fuck,
that, you know?
Who the fuck doesn't have problems in their life,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, I thought the Michael Jackson thing was tragic, too. I mean, weird as fuck, but it was tragic because, I mean, you look at the guy singing when he was a kid. He was, like, singing, and he could belt him out, and he had a lot of talent in his whole life before him, and then look how he ends up, man. Look how he ends it.
Yep.
So just sad and tragic. And then her, the same thing. A couple of days before, even the night before that, she was at a party, and she was doing okay, and, man. And a lot of people just go, ah, she deserved it. She earned it. She asked for it. But, you know, it's still, even though if people ask for it, it still doesn't make it. It makes it sad still. It's still sad to me.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm unfortunate to see that wasted because she obviously had great talent too.
Well, and you know, it's the same thing, like you said, with Michael Jackson or with Amy Winehouse, you know,
yeah,
or whatever.
Amy Winehouse too, you're right. Yeah.
Their demise, or even if it's self-destruction, doesn't undo the contributions they made to, you know, to the music world.
Yeah.
I still enjoy listening to some old Michael Jackson stuff. Amy Winehouse is awesome, and I'm a jazz and blues musician. She had a haunting voice. I mean, it's just, but you know, people, you know, they get into situations in their life, and they handle it however they, you know, however they choose to, or maybe not. But that doesn't mean that all of a sudden we have to hate everything that Whitney Houston did, or Amy Winehouse, or Michael Jackson, or any of the other.
It's like everything's negated just because.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't do it with Hendrix or Janis Joplin or James Morrison. They died of drug overdoses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Countless other people, you know.
Yeah.
The lead singer, Bon Scott, for AC/DC, or Kurt Cobain, he was a freaking hero, you know, and he shot himself in the head, which I'll never understand. The guy was just, I don't understand how anybody can take life for granted so much that they just like, think that there's nothing left for them. They just got to end it. It's just weird.
Well,
have so much going for them, you know. And comparably, my life totally sucks balls, and I'm not going to kill myself. I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
I'm here for the duration, man. I'm not going nowhere. And I'll tell you what, sometimes things are really fucked up here. All right, you're listening to Reepsaw Radio on Uber Radio Network, reepsawradio.com. Free Thought Radio. I want to thank Free Thought Radio for replaying the podcast too. That's really cool because I've always admired that station for its content. So it's I'm flattered to be part of that now. And it took long enough.
Deservedly so. Deservedly so.
Wait, it took long enough. Deservedly so. Oh, and we got to push American Heathen on Saturday nights.
Yep. American Heathen Radio. Shocknet Radio.
ShocknetRadio.net. And RJ, myself, Al, David, too. Who am I missing now? Amy. Hope none of them listen to this podcast and get mad at me for not mentioning their names. That's Saturday. What time is it Saturday in your?
At Eastern, it is at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Or 8 o'clock Eastern. I'm sorry. Yeah, 7 Central, yeah. And it goes till 11 Eastern.
I think it's at 5 p.m. Pacific for you guys out here in the Pacific. Oh, you guys know who? Freaking name now. I can't remember his name. Bob Larson. You know who Bob Larson is?
Yeah.
He's coming to San Jose.
Really?
Yeah.
Plans?
This guy is crazy. I seen him on TV the other day. I know I told you were going to take it, but let me do this real quick. He's got these three girls who are like 19, 20 years old, who are doing exorcisms, okay? And this was on a TV magazine show I seen the other day. I just happened to catch it because my daughter was watching the TV. And these girls are exorcising demons from people. And so they're doing this, and it turns out that these girls are being trained by good old Bob Larson. And then it turns out that the girl who leads this little threesome is Bob Larson's daughter. So Bob Larson is now whoring out his daughter as an exorcist and taking her around the country on tour. So I'm going to go see him on the 24th in San Jose.
Wonderful.
Hope he doesn't listen to this because it's a public event. It's free. So I'm going to bring my own little local clan of people, and we're going to go down there, and we're going to listen to Bob Larson speak, and hopefully get to ask him some very pointed questions so we can get to the truth of what's going on with him.
Occupy... You're going to have an
Occupy event. Bob Larson event.
Occupy Larson.
Yeah. Occupy Bob Larson.
And I'm bringing my megaphone with me, too.
Well, I've got a few things that might be interesting. Let's see. This cracked me up when I heard it, because as a parent, well, let me just read you the headline. Tommy Jordan, dad who shot daughter's laptop, says he'd do it again. This guy got his teenage daughter, I think she was like 15, 14, 15, 16, or whatever, you know, got on Facebook, and she was bitching and moaning a little bit about some perceived injustice, parental injustice. So anyway, dad, in all of his boot-wearing, cowboy hat-wearing, plaid shirt-wearing glory, had decided that the best way to handle it was to videotape himself shooting a bullet through his daughter's laptop.
Nice.
Well, this went viral, and he says, well, the only thing I would change is I might shine my boots and maybe get rid of the cigarette, but otherwise I do it the same over and over again. Nothing like parenting like Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, totally. And I'd do it again, too. Next time I'll shoot her in the foot.
Yeah. The 700 Club. Tamara Lowe, who is a frequent guest on the 700 Club, and she's also the author of a book called Get Motivated, apparently got motivated during a very ugly divorce to where she did the lowest of the low. She committed the cardinal sin against men.
No.
Well... She stole his porn collection.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she stole his porn. I mean, what kind of a sick...
How I'm dare telling, that you know, bitch?
Take the house, take the car, take the money.
Yeah.
Don't take a guy's porn. Mm. I mean, come on, man. Yeah,
especially when you're leaving him.
I mean, yeah, really, right?
Yeah.
The hell, man.
The one time when he needs that porn the most.
Absolutely.
Yanked out from underneath him.
Just like it was nobody's business. Man.
I didn't know that people who were involved in the 700 Club were allowed to have porn.
Well, I didn't know they were allowed to get divorced.
I didn't know they were really people.
Apparently, oh yeah, we need to organize a search and rescue party, Reap.
Yeah,
we need to infiltrate the Mormon afterlife, and we need to get Wiesenthal out. Huh. The Mormons have agreed to release him from their posthumous baptism by proxy. They've apologized for it, and... Well, you know, the Mormons, they baptized this Wiesenthal guy, you know, after he died as a Mormon, which really pissed off his family since they're all Jewish.
A little bit, yeah.
And,
it's a really disgusting thing to do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Baptize someone after. It's like that's messing with who they were.
It's like, it's like they have sex with their body in the morgue, you know?
Well, they did it to Romney's wife's dad, I think was an atheist. And 6 months after he died, they baptized him. So we need to get a bunch of us, go into the Mormon afterlife with guns blazing. That's for the people on Glenn Beck's website. So now you have this week's quote about guns blazing. And rescue these people. There are atheists and Jews that are being held captive in the Mormon afterlife. Right. It's not fair. That's right. You get the ghost hunters.
Well, if you rephrase that in the present tense, it means that they're already free because it's only pretend anyway.
This is true.
That's a very valid point.
I think it's kind of hilarious. Things that people argue about. You got one group that believes in fairy tales arguing that the other group that believes in fairy tales will release one of the others from some afterlife captivity or some shit. I think it's freaking hilarious.
It's like they're playing a role-playing game.
clearly displayed in... Was it Jerusalem every year? Is it the Church of the Holy Sepulchre? You know, that monk's punch-up every year. Just mad.
Too funny. It's like the Dungeons and Dragons going on with the Mormons and the Jews.
Yeah, it's funny. This is, you know, it's been crazy. You know, the last couple of days, just some batshit crazy
stuff. Couple of years have been crazy.
Yeah, well, the last 20, actually. But this week, there's just been some really odd shit, like the dude shooting a laptop, you know, Mormons baptizing people after they're dead, you know, 700 Club women stealing porn, you know? I mean, what the fuck?
Hey, did you hear about Hugh Hefner's son got arrested for domestic violence,
Yeah, and there's another one. Son of someone out there got arrested for DUI.
Yeah, the weirdest thing about Hugh Hefner's son is his girlfriend was the Playmate of the Year for 2012. I don't know how that happened. It's weird. I wonder how he met her.
Gee, I don't know. Oh, no.
It's like, really? Just so happens that, yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm like having your dad bring your girlfriends home for you.
No privilege there, right?
Yeah, no, not at all. It just seemed like an odd thing for him to actually... I mean, you could joke about it, but it actually is his girlfriend. It's weird for some reason. I wonder if he gets a new one every year.
I would imagine he's
ugly. I wouldn't go out with him if I was a chick. I wouldn't go out with him.
For $10 million, would you give him a blowjob?
For $10 million? Yeah, I probably would. I could have my mouth washed out pretty good for $10 million.
Hell, you can get an entire new set of teeth and a tongue transplant.
I'm telling you.
Still have some money left over. Yeah, I've asked that question to probably maybe 20 or 30 people. I'd say split evenly between men and women.
Yeah.
I have not yet gotten an answer from a woman that said she would blow him for $10 million. Every single guy that I asked said, $10 million? Yeah, I just brushed my teeth.
Yeah. Big deal.
So, all right, you know. Hugh, if you're listening, I live in Georgia.
Yeah. And the girls, by the way, the women you've asked are totally lying, for the record.
Yeah. I think it's funny.
They do it for half that, I'll bet you. Well, it's natural, isn't it? The Vatican is having its own version of the WikiLeaks scandals that have hit the United States. Spokesman for Federico Lombardi has said following a recent rash of leaks to the Italian press. Did you guys hear about this?
Enlighten.
This is the first I've heard about it. Newspapers have published letters by a whistleblower alleging rampant corruption in the Vatican. There's the news breaking news here. As well as accusing the Vatican Bank of failing to enforce laws against money laundering. Last week, a confidential letter from a cardinal claiming knowledge of a plot to assassinate the Pope within the next 12 months also came to light. We need calm, cold blood, and reason, Father Lombardi said in a long statement published on the Vatican's radio website Monday. U.S. President Barack Obama's administration had WikiLeaks. The Vatican is having its leaks, he said, something like that. The observers have said the leaks are evidence of an internal power struggle in the Vatican, particularly against Secretary of State, I'm going to screw this up, Tarsisio Bertone? Hope that's right. Excuse me. Spokesman stressed that Pope Benedict was committed to improving financial management of the Vatican administration and ensuring that the Vatican Bank was in line with international rules against money laundering. It is sad that internal documents are being transmitted externally in a disloyal way, Lombardi said. So he's not denying it. He's saying it's too bad that people know about it.
I think any story that has the word Pope and committed in the same sentence is newsworthy.
Yeah. I just find it whistleblower and rampant corruption in the Vatican is a strange combination there.
I heard the you know, assassination plot story. It was a couple of days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it just struck me straight away as self-promotion, just keeping the Pope's name in the air.
Could be.
you know, and making him gaining a better sympathy.
Anything, any comment that has the words Pope and in the air is newsworthy.
I like Vatican and money laundering too. Those are two key words.
Do they still do that thing that when they have a new pope? Do they still do that thing where they carry them over the heads of the other cardinals and stuff? Have you heard about that?
Oh no. Do they really do that?
No, nice.
Yeah, Catholics. It used to be. I don't know if it still is, but it used to be like a tradition that they'd carry the new pope above the others, and he would be wearing no underwear, and they'd look up and say, yeah, he's a proper pope. I don't know if that's still the case or whether it's just like an urban myth, but I've got a feeling that's actually true.
I got to Google that right now to find out if that's true or not. That is too funny.
Yeah, they've got a specific thing that they say, you know, yes, he's the pope and he's a real thing, or, you know, something in Latin. but yes, it's to do with whether he's got danglies or not.
Let me look that up. Al, do you have anything else to the kill?
The only other thing that I was perusing earlier was a story that was involving some of the Ron Paul, the Paul bots.
Oh,
that,
no.
It's, you know, it's just an old hat now. You know, I mean, it's interesting how I don't hear from people ever on my Facebook page until I post something negative about Ron Paul. And you know, it's funny because there are people that I want to add onto my page. And the only way to add people on is to take people off, because Mark Zuckerberg won't allow me to have any more than 5,000 friends.
Yeah.
Well, getting people off Facebook's a pain in the ass, because you got to go look at individual profiles to see who's a troll or who's a non-troll. And I frankly just don't have that kind of time. So I found a trick. Whenever I get, you know, over, say, maybe 600-700 people waiting, I post something bad about Ron Paul, and I lose about 20 people. And then I'm able to, you know, to add people. It works great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just funny like that. There was last week I posted something about Ron Paul, and you know, it was kind of lame. Then I found the coup de grace. I found a video of Ron Paul talking about how the South was right in front of a huge Confederate flag. It was gold. It was YouTube gold.
What?
Yeah, it was a video I posted. He was talking about how the South was right, you know, during the Civil War and all of that, and he was doing it for some organization that apparently uses the Confederate flag, because it was a giant one draped behind the podium. Here's a picture of Ron Paul talking about how the South was right, standing in front of the Confederate rebel flag. Oh, that was great. I added 26 people that day.
Yeah, you know, Ron Paul's biggest problem is he doesn't know how to speak, man. He doesn't know how to speak. That and his voice is too girlish for, he's too wimpy to be a president, but he doesn't speak well at all. He says the stupidest shit sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, he doesn't even try. I mean, at least some of those other idiots try and, like, you know, mask what they're really saying. But he doesn't even try. He just says stupid shit just out of the box. These speechwriters must suck. Or he needs some trainers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But, yeah, that's, you know, this just the usual, you know, bullshit. Locally, there's local stuff. Yeah. Out here where I live, outside of Atlanta, there's one of the counties out here, there's a mosque. And they got all these violations in the city against them. And they're claiming religious persecution. Religious persecution, though. They're being harassed because they're Muslims in the South. And I'm like, no, actually, that probably would make sense. But when you delve deeper into it, they've got, I don't know, dozens of city code infractions. You know, they bought like five lots around them, and they built buildings and preschools, paved the parking lot, did all the stuff without getting permits. So this is in a residential neighborhood.
Nice.
The neighbors are pissed. You know?
Yeah, I bet.
Imagine living on a side street and all of a sudden someone bought five houses next door to you and turned it into a religious institution and people are parking on your grass and your driveway, blocking you in. So they're crying all kinds of persecution, but it's got nothing to do with it. It's just, they're just being bad neighbors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's shit like that all over the place, man.
It's like there's a lot of people screaming. It's like Chicken Little lately. Religious people screaming about the rights being taken away. They're being just like the we're talking about the birth control thing, the Catholics and the birth control, because the president has mandated that everybody has to offer birth control to their people they're covering, insurance companies. And the Catholics are all pissed off because they don't want nothing to do with the birth control thing. They don't want to have to offer it or even suggest it to anybody. And what the – I don't understand. They're saying that it's somehow – it's against their religious expression. Is that what they're saying it is? It's
– Yeah.
I mean –
I was reading that article you mentioned.
Yeah.
And it struck me that, you know, they believe in a God and their God has instructed that everyone's got free will, but only the way that the Catholic Church tell you to have it.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't seem entirely conducive to actually following, you know, what the God has intended for humans. Even teaching the Bible is against that intention. You know, you can give them a Bible and then give them the free will to read it and say nothing more about it. That's actual free will. If you're actually teaching it, you're interfering with that free will. So you're not even obeying the God that you believe in.
Yep.
That's true.
Another example of hypocrisy.
Yeah. Inaction.
I don't get
it. Yeah, and so, you know, how can they even stand up and say anything against condoms or, you know, what anything that a person chooses or chooses not to do, they are interfering with that person's free will with anything they say.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to get that point across to some, you know, to some people, especially with things like prayer, you know. You get a family who's going to have an outdoor wedding, you know, and they've got it scheduled for June 15th, you know, the second Sunday in June, the biggest wedding day on the planet, or at least here in the States. And they're all praying. They got their whole church praying that it doesn't, not only doesn't rain that day, but it doesn't rain for the few days before that because they don't want the ground to be mushy. Meanwhile, up the street, there's a farmer with an entire family that's about to be homeless. It doesn't rain in the next 3 days.
Yeah.
So now, what does God do now? Does He make it rain just over the farm? Yeah.
Yes, right. That's the way. It is,
but it's the same principle, though. You know, I mean,
it is, exactly.
The hell, right? Yeah. That's the way. Oh, we got to give a shout out to a guy named Jim Biernick. Jim Biernick is on my Facebook page, and I promote Reapso Radio on my Facebook page, and he posted up here listening to Reapso right now.
What's up, Jim?
And so there you go. Good on you, Jim.
So it's always nice to know someone is actually listening to us.
Do you have a guy on your Facebook page called Lilburn? Yeah, anybody really, but yeah, Lilburn. He's a real warrior for truth.
Lil Ben or Lil
Burn.
Lilburn.
Yeah.
Look.
He's a real warrior. Old guy. He's done a lot of reading. Used to be Christian, I think, but now well atheist.
I think so. There's a guy named Lilburn Decker.
That's it.
Who's showing up? Yeah, he is. I have to look him up. I just, you know, I have to go in that little search box to see who's on my page. There's no freaking way I can keep track of everybody. He's on there.
I see him all the time. He's a real warrior. He puts quotes out all the time.
I'm looking at him now.
His news feeds out, yeah. But he's only on there as far as I know. I haven't seen him anywhere else. I've been trying to get him to start up a Twitter thing so that he can just at least feed through to Twitter because he does post some really good stuff.
You can feed that automatically to Twitter now, right? You can do all that cross.
Exactly, yeah.
That's it. Maybe try to get him on a show, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what all Rick Warren ever does, too, is he just Twitters and it just posts all his other shit. He never has to listen to anybody telling him he's full of shit.
Right. No, he's actually I made a mistake there. I looked him up, but he's not on my friends list. I can't add him. But I am looking at his wall though, and he's got some really cool stories posted.
Yeah. Yeah, Lilburn's really good.
Yeah, nice. All right. I don't know. The birth control thing really bugs me because I don't see there's not the amount of people who should be going out and adopting the babies that are being born now and taking care of those babies or providing for those babies. There's a lot of kids that don't have a home right now and a lot of Catholics who could have room for a kid, you know, or have the ability to take care of that kid, and they're not doing it. There are some – because when you say that, they'll always give an example of this family that's got 19 kids that they're taking care of, that they've taken out of foster homes. But that's not the majority of people. The majority of the people who are complaining about this are not doing that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Republicans who are trying to pretty much kill Planned Parenthood so that young girls can't get any support and try and keep them from getting pregnant in the first place. I don't know what they expect's going to happen. I don't know how they expect those girls to keep from getting pregnant. You know what I mean? I don't understand. And then they complain because we got too many social programs or too much welfare going on because these girls are having babies because we're not giving them contraceptives because we don't think that's right. How fucking ass backwards can you be, really? I don't get it.
Well, that's the way they are, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's beyond stupid. I just don't understand how you can do that and not just think, you know what? I sound like a fucking idiot right now saying this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it.
I don't either, man.
Yeah, I've got a kid who's disabled, you know, and they're cutting the disabled programs, too. He can't. And then I had one guy from Kentucky tell me one time that my son needed to get a job instead of living off the system. He can't feed himself. He can't talk. He can't walk. His muscles are so tense that they're actually forcing his hips out of the sockets. Okay, and he's got to have surgery to have them put back in, and he's about due for another one. I really would like him to be able to work, you know, but he can't work. What are we supposed to do in that instant, you know?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It is.
It is.
Like I say, everybody should have a fair share. It's like that. No kid gets a choice about where in the world or to which parents he's born to or born to. So shouldn't there be some sort of, you know, international fund for raising children? So we take the responsibility and we raise them and we educate them and keep them healthy.
Yeah.
You know, they're all our family. It's not as if, you know, they're completely different. But if you were looking at the world from outside, you know, if you're trying to view it from the moon, you'd just see DNA. You wouldn't see intelligence. We're all part of the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Yeah, you wouldn't see a big difference. And you'd wonder why are those people ignoring those other people?
Definitely.
Why are they allowing those people to starve when they've got all that food, extra food going on there? Why are they doing that? Because you're right. If you did look at it from the outside, we'd look like we'd look like total idiots. Like, we don't have any idea what the frick we're doing, and I guess we don't. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. We talked about that. People starving to death and the other people saying that God is praying for him to get a touchdown or to find his car keys.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, I got a great spot at the grocery store.
Yeah, no shit. I got fucking parking right in fucking front of the store. God loves me. Oh, yeah. What about that kid over there that's dying of starvation?
Well, you know, mysterious ways. God has a plan.
Hey, I think God needs to go to plan B. It's time to go to plan B now.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you know, the Catholics don't like plan B.
Nice one. All right, since we got Crispy on the show today, I'm going to ask him about this article, too. I just happened upon it, and this is the first I've heard of it. Britain is under a threat from a rising tide of militant secularism.
I was working on a video of this before it came on.
Oh, nice.
That's why I was a bit late. Yeah. there was a guy on tonight, Andrew Copson, I think it is, on the BBC News, an interview with somebody who was defending the religious side. And he absolutely annihilated. He was as nice as pie. He was, I think he's chief executive of the British Humanist Association. And he was courteous and respectful and just completely annihilated. It was really lovely to watch. So nice. I'm just putting a video together of it. But I think, you know, militant atheism, really,
Militant atheism. That's funny.
It's just that we've stopped capitulating to their nonsense anymore. That's all it is. They're just in shock that people are going, no, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And you know, they've had this happen to them. This group of people have had this happen to them over here in the States anyway, over and over again. You know, they just couldn't understand it when black people just said, fuck you and your whip, you know. And the same thing happened later on when women said, I can't own land and I can't vote. Fuck you. And now we're doing it. We're like, excuse me?
Hi, this is Sean, calling to tell you congratulations. You've won a variety of free prizes just for participating in the Average American Survey. And there's no purchase necessary. It's our way of saying thank you. So press 1 now to speak with a live representative.
Oh, cool.
Again, press 1 now to redeem your prizes. Please hold for just a moment while we connect you with an agent to redeem your prizes.
Hold on, this will be fun.
Oh, yeah.
There's three of us, so we all win a prize.
Please hold for the next available representative.
Okay, well, we can just talk while we're waiting, I guess.
Sure, man. Is that a telemarketer? Telemarketer, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
Hello, this is Isaac with the Customer Rewards Redemption Center. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
That's
may
okay,
have your
we're
first and last name, please.
My name? Hello?
Yes.
My name? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Daniel.
Daniel?
Yes.
All right.
Now, there's three people on the call.
Joe Mama?
What, excuse me? Joe?
Do you know Joe Mama?
Oh, yeah, I used to go out with him.
You used to go out with Joe Mama?
Yeah, yeah. I went out with him all the time.
Oh, no, dude, I've got Joe Mama on the phone.
Yeah.
And Joe Mama.
No, yeah, go ahead, I'm listening.
Joe Mama, a senior survey was selected to win $100 in free gas today.
Okay.
And to make sure I get you the right type of gas rebate voucher.
I don't have gas,
when you pay for your gas, do you pay at the pump?
I don't have gas.
You don't have gas?
No, I don't have gas. Thank you for asking, though.
Okay. Well,
next question.
This offer is exclusive to Visa and MasterCard holders. Does that include you?
No, I don't use any of those things. I use the barter system.
American Express?
American Express, maybe.
Cold. No, American Express.
Man, damn. Figures.
Man.
Discover? Joe Mama's on the phone.
How about Discover? Take Discover?
I've got an old MasterCard.
No Discover.
Does it have to
be... You got a MasterCard?
Can it be a stolen card?
I mean, as long as you've got the permission, sure.
No, I don't have permission. All I have is a stolen card, though. That's the only one I've got on me right now.
No, I mean,
nobody knows that I stole it. I mean, it's not like you're going to leave back to me.
That doesn't work.
Anything. I'll get away with it.
Well, it's $3.90.
What's that?
Is it a MasterCard?
It's an old MasterCard that I got
Joe Mama on it?
Got from some old guy, yeah. When he wasn't looking, I took his wallet. So that's all I've got on me right now. Well, is that okay?
Yeah, sure, that's all right.
Yeah, you'll take that.
So, all right, basically you're going to get $100 in free gas.
Wow, that's amazing.
Just for trying out our two websites. One is MyMaxSavingsClub.com. The other is CouponTravelShop.com.
CouponTravelShop.
Now, basically you're going to have access to a lot of exclusive discounts and rebates.
I feel so lucky.
The stores like Walmart, Target, and Best Buy.
Wow, quality stores.
Mr. Mama, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm eagerly listening to your spiel. Go ahead.
And, it's,
what about the Bunny Ranch?
Sorry, say that again?
You have any coupons for the
Bunny Ranch?
Or any of the brothels in Reno.
Oh, yeah, anything that'll get us a blowjob, all right?
Bunny Ranches. Got exclusive discounts on, Spam. You'll get, pigs, live pigs, live chickens.
Ooh, I know.
I'm down for that.
I know a couple of
organic deals that we've got going on right now.
Oh, we're down.
Wasn't Wiesenthal looking for some live pigs?
That's what I heard.
I think so. Yeah, I think Wiesenthal was looking. Okay. I know a couple of Muslims. No, that would be a bad idea.
I bet Jesus would do it.
Jesus? He died for your pigs.
He's a whore, though.
Well, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Got sacrificial videos.
Nice.
All types of different stuff. It's just $3.90. You get a full access to these websites.
I thought I won a prize. You said I won a prize. Did I win something or what?
Any porn?
You did win a prize.
Okay, so where's
just
my prize at?
Just for checking out our live pigs and chickens. Just for checking out our live pigs and chickens, you're going to get $100 in free gas.
Okay, so
just
send me
for
the
checking
card.
Out the,
send me the $100
I
free
am on
gas.
A phone call with Joe Mama.
Send me the
and,
card.
And others. There's
yeah,
Joe,
there's three people
Joe,
on this call. Crispy, you say hello
only,
to the guy?
Joe isn't the only one.
Oh, there's Joe Mama. Who else is on here?
My name is Patty. My last name is O'Furniture.
Patty.
Patty O'Furniture.
Dude, is this a real job that you have right now?
And then who else? There's three.
Yeah, there's three of us.
Yeah.
Crispy, say hello.
Hey. Well, what's the other person's name?
Crispy C.
Chris Poop, 50.
No, that's 50%. Crispy. His name is
Crispy. Oh, Crispy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Well, hey, look, if you want to check out the exclusive discounts, just remember my name is Jack, and my last name is M.I. H-O-F-F. Just give us a call back when you're ready to take up on
the
offer,
you?
Okay?
Man, you know, I haven't talked to you in such a long time. It's
I
been
know.
Very
What's
long
up?
Time since I've talked to Jack Me Off. It's, yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, I did that before the show.
Been a long time?
Been a long time, yeah. What, 20 minutes now, at least. Yeah. We're very we're very fond of Jack Me Off.
Yes,
here.
We all are.
Yes.
Hey, dude, thanks for being part of the show. So we're going to let you go now because you sound like you need to go smoke another blunt. So I'll let you go so you can go smoke more weed. Thanks for calling. Call back anytime. We'd be happy to have you on the show. Thanks a lot. You made an idiot out of yourself for a lot of people.
All right, I'll do that.
Good job. Good job.
You have a great day.
Okay, all right.
Welcome to live radio.
Bye.
Okay. That was entertaining.
And that's classic. Classic Reepso Radio.
It's funny that happens every once in a while. It's By random chance. Should we take a break now? Let's take
a
break.
Yeah, why not? Sure,
we'll
sure
take
show.
A break, and we'll come back. Hold on, I'm looking for a song here. Let me see. Hold on a second. Talk for a minute, Al.
Well, this is Reap Radio, and this is where we have to say stuff while Reap figures out what to do next.
Exactly.
It's our fearless leader. Hopefully he's trying to find Love Stinks by Nazareth. If not, then he's getting together a concoction of banana peels, coffee grounds, and bubble wrap so he can masturbate more
effectively. I don't have Love Stinks, man. I don't have it. Do you have a second choice? Hey, Crispy, you got a song? You got a choice? I might have it.
No.
Damn it. You guys aren't being a real big help today.
Imagine. You got Imagine?
What's that?
Imagine? John Lennon?
No, I don't have that either. I know. My music selection sucks. I have some Iron Maiden. How about that?
All right, that'll work.
All right, how about The Evil That Men Do? That'll work. You listen to Reapso Radio, and here you never know what's going to happen next. That's a fact.
We asked some Christians how they felt about Godless Radio and Reapso Radio and the Angry Atheist. Here's what they said. I think that means they liked it. Godless Radio.
Man, I hope we're not on air, are you?
Yes, we're on the air right now. You're listening to Godless Radio.
Fuck, really?
Yes, really.
I love that bit. You're listening to Reapso Radio on GodlessRadio.net. That shit was too funny.
That was. That was.
Recording people and they don't know it.
You've done that to me a time or two.
Not on purpose, though. Not on purpose. It's not like I go, oh, this is going to be a good conversation. I'll get him this time.
That was live? Damn.
We were on the air, you son of a bitch. So we were talking about, before we got interrupted by the telemarketer, what was his name again?
Jack Mehoff.
We were talking about militant secularism in the UK, and Crispy was kind of giving us the rundown on that because you just happened to be doing a video about it, right?
Yeah, well, I recorded this interview between, I can't remember, CEO of British Humanist Association.
Oh yeah, and I got her name here somewhere.
And this other woman, he just annihilated it. I mean, she made point. There was a point in the middle though where she lost it, and you could see on her face. You go, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. And
I love it when that happens.
It was to do with whether you should have, bishops and rabbis in parliament over it, because the bishops get five free places. You know, they get to choose which bishops go in, and there's always five bishops in there, which is somewhat out of order, to say the least.
Baroness Warzy, right? Warzy?
Yeah, this is that's how they started the peace off. She's made this comment about we should be proud of our Christianity and, be fervent in it or whatever. She's a nut. But yeah, this woman said that you wouldn't necessarily start at this point and talking about, having the mix of people that we've got in the Lords, which is the second house over here. You wouldn't necessarily start at this point, which means, that between the lines of that is it's obviously not working right now. We wouldn't, you'd start at a better place
exactly
than where we are. Yeah. So she already knows it's wrong, but she's still arguing the case for it. Yeah. It's kind of preposterous that they're making this argument. The Christians and to a lesser extent the other religions are making this argument that they're being persecuted by us, militant atheists and secularists.
Yeah.
And it's been entirely the other way around for the last 2,000 years. It's just, us going, hey, we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, shit. She's not even a Christian.
No, the Baroness Farsi's not, no.
No. And it says the British Humanist Association described her comments as outdated, unwarranted, and divisive.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in other words, shut the fuck up.
Exactly, yeah.
That's interesting. You hear that a lot more and more lately about how us militant atheists are just out to get everybody.
I know.
We're being unfair.
But, I am actually out to end religion. That's the key point of what I try to do.
Yeah, but we're not really ending anyone's freedom.
I would like to get to a point where you can choose religion if you want, but nobody be in their right mind to choose it.
Yeah,
exactly. Nobody would make that decision.
Exactly, like a child molester. You can be a child molester if you want, but you're not going to be part of society if you're going to do that. You're going to be You're going to be taken apart from society. You're going to be put isolated because we don't deal with those kind of people. We don't like to have those kind of people as part of our society. They're not a positive force, so we don't have them.
Mm.
Separate them.
Oh, I maybe not go that far, but But
well, you know, I mean,
with,
it's just like we're not acceptable.
With the spiritual thing, it's just that I would like it to get to a point where everybody's educated enough to go, oh, well, yeah, of course, it's bollocks, isn't it? I won't bother doing that, rather than try and make them not do it.
Well, the spiritual thing is far different than the organized religion thing. To me, it is, from my perspective, because if you're spiritual, it can mean a lot of different things. It's when they get organized. When these people get organized, it seems like they become dangerous. You know, if somebody's worshiping some kind of gems or crystals, you know, what really is that going to affect me? No, it doesn't. As long as they don't try and make those gems and crystals a representative of my district in the government, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. In a personal context, yeah, it doesn't do any harm, but... That all of that spiritual stuff has an industry. It is an industry. It takes money from people.
Yeah, you're right.
You're selling false hope. With every gem that's sold goes an empty dream.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of inherently wrong.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
The magic.
I would agree with that too, but I have more of a problem with the Christians forcing that. You know what I mean? People with gems. You know, all right, let's lighten it up. We're going to talk about some. Facts that I got about love, I guess, or sex. And I've got 88 of them, but I figure I'd just go through the good ones or just randomly go through the list. And number one is a woman is more likely to want to commit adultery during ovulation than at any other time in her cycle. So I don't know why that is, but yeah. Telling a convincing lie to someone is much more difficult when you find them sexually attractive. Is that true?
Is a what?
It's much more difficult to lie to someone if you find them attractive than if you find them unattractive.
It depends on how you... perceived attraction, I suppose. A butt ugly woman that had a $3-4 million check would look real good.
I think they're talking about your general day to day life, Al. Are we getting back on the $10 million blowjob thing again?
I'm just hoping Hugh is listening. You know,
I've been sending him the podcast, so it's all good. Minus 321 degrees Fahrenheit is the temperature at which sperm banks store donor semen. At this temperature, semen can be stored indefinitely.
That's handy to know.
Yes, it is handy to know, because I don't know if my freezer goes that low or not. The point at which an average man reaches the sexual peak is between the ages of 17 and 18.
Yeah.
That's just depressing.
That one.
Yeah.
It was depressing when I found out as well.
That's a long time. I've gone through my sexual peak like 2 times. I'm going on 3. What's up with that?
Yeah.
I wish it said every 17 or 18 years. The Earth could be repopulated to its current level using the number of sperm that could fit into an aspirin capsule. Did you guys know that? That's kind of interesting.
An aspirin capsule.
Yes.
Is that the jumbo bottle or the travel size?
It doesn't say. I'll email the website and ask them. During sexual intercourse, in addition to the genitals and breasts, the inner nose also swells.
The inner nose.
Yes, the inner nose. I don't know what the part exactly the inner nose is.
That's the damn useful,
nose.
Isn't it?
You got the outer nose and the inner nose. I guess it depends on where your nose is.
That's clear if we're not evolved in it.
White women are the most likely to engage in anal sex, particularly if they also have a college degree.
That's because you need a college. That's just weird. What kind of a comeback do you know, if someone asks you that? You know? I want to fuck you in the ass. Do you have a degree?
I wonder what the wording of the question was like for that.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. How are they finding this out?
Sounds like music, man.
Damn, music just started on its own.
Maybe it's Jack Mehoff screwing with you.
I know. During erection... A smaller flaccid penis tends to have a greater percentage increase than a larger flaccid penis. So that means you can't tell how big a guy is when he's soft. A teaspoon of semen contains approximately 5 calories, for those of you on a diet. Sex burns off an average of about 100 calories per session. So that means if you're going to swallow 20 teaspoons of semen, that means you're going to have an average session of sex to burn it off.
20?
Yeah, 20 times 5. Wait. 5 times. Yeah, 20 times 5 is 100, right?
Wow. That's a lot of spoon.
20 teaspoons of semen, and you're going to have one sex session to work it off.
I don't think we've got 20 teaspoons.
So that's basically...
Well, you keep it frozen until you save 20. -320.
Basically, for every 20 blowjobs, you got to kind of return the favor.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
On average, from 2 to 5 million sperm are released each time a man ejaculates, and those are living things. You can't kill those things. Almost a third of all women over 80... years of age still have sex with their spouse or boyfriend.
80?
Yeah.
Good for them.
A third of all women over 80. Yeah. For both men and women, the heart rate averages 140 beats per minute at the point of orgasm.
140 beats?
Per minute.
It's not quite enough for a heart attack, but it's getting damn close, man.
Most men under 40 years of age can achieve an erection in less than 10 seconds. And the average woman will have sex more than 3,000 times over the course of her reproductive years. That's whores.
Really? Jesus. Unless you're Michelle Bachman. Then you just go with the corn dogs.
You don't have, God, Michelle Bachman's an idiot. Hey, Palin came back into the scene, too. Did you hear about that?
I got a blurb, and I didn't bother reading it because she makes me want to puke on my shoes.
She's an idiot. God, I hate her.
Yeah.
Women consider penis size the ninth most important feature for a man. While men rate it much more highly in third place.
Shit, I guess I got eight things I got to start working on.
Yep. I wonder what those eight things are. They don't tell you what those eight things are. I wonder what they are.
That, you know, that's useful. I bet you can find it in Maxim. That's useful information right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With nothing in its path, a penis can shoot semen anywhere from 12 to 24 inches.
Apparently they haven't seen any Ron Jeremy movies.
Yeah.
The longest erect penis, speaking Ron Jeremy, was 13 inches. The smallest
Ron Jeremy.
Was 1 centimeter. Can you imagine being the guy with a 1 centimeter penis?
That's a clit. That's not a dick.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I've seen clits bigger than that on TV.
That's pretty sad right there, man.
There are 20 male masochists for every female masochist. And for 75% of men, ejaculation occurs within 3 minutes of penetration. 75% of you guys.
Yeah. 3 minutes.
3 minutes, you guys. 75%.
I got to work on increasing my time limit.
One in 50 people claim to have had sex in an airplane, and 15% of adults have had sexual intercourse at work.
And 23% of the people will continue to have sex as their car alarm goes off outside the apartment
that's
of
right,
the radio
that's
house.
Right. They can't. Only you can hear that, though. The people on the air can't hear. Listen on the air. 41% of men would like to have sex more frequently, and only 29% of women share this urge. And
okay.
Every time they engage in oral sex with their partner, 30% of women swallow.
30%?
30%.
I think that's going to take some research.
Get back to us on that.
Get on it, man. Get on it.
This is for research, baby. It's research.
Oh, yeah.
Scientific and all that.
When sexually aroused, 60% of men get erect nipples. 80% of men living in the USA have been circumcised. And there's a direct link between how often a man has sex and his life expectancy. And you got to have sex a lot because there's all toxic stuff working in your body if you don't have sex every once in a while. So you got to do
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got to release the Kraken once in a while, man.
That's right. It's good for your health. sex can relieve a headache. It releases the tension, which restricts blood vessels in the brain. And this is interesting. 44% of women find it impossible to enjoy sex with a man who is not their intellectual equal, and just 31% of men share this problem. Is that a big surprise?
Nah.
That's all, no. Totally different thing, isn't it? Totally different thing. Male and female look at it in completely different ways.
Oh, yeah.
It's surprising up.
Yeah, completely, because, yeah. 75% of Japanese women own a vibrator. The average worldwide is 47%, you Japanese horny ladies.
Mm.
Makes that 1 centimeter penis works.
Does that figure in somewhere? I wasn't going to say that, but...
There's got to be a connection somewhere.
I just can't imagine having a 1 centimeter penis. What the hell are you going to do with that thing?
They ain't going to do the helicopter. That's what they
should like to.
It's not going to be causing anyone great harm, that's for sure. During their lifetime, the average driver will have sex in their car 6 times. I already passed that.
Passed that a long time ago.
Yeah. Americans spend twice as much money on pornography as they do on biscuits.
Well, you got to have priorities, man.
That's a strange comparison there.
It is. You know, who's making this list?
I don't know why they went. Let's see. They're spending X amount of dollars on pornography. What do they spend less money on? What do they spend more money on? Biscuits.
Why not crumpets?
Yeah, you're out of the fucking meeting. Get out of here. We don't need your input. It's like, what do I don't know.
He was probably looking around for something, and he had a Bojangles biscuit sitting on his desk. It's like, oh, yeah, biscuit. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Maybe,
biscuit.
I guess. I don't know where that could have came from.
Wow.
Let me see. Besides humans, bonobos, a type of chimp, and dolphins are the only animals that have sex for pleasure. I never heard about the chimps doing it, too.
Yeah, I've seen a video. There's a video on YouTube of a monkey giving a blowjob to another monkey.
Are you going to talk about the frog and the monkey?
No, two monkeys.
Oh, okay.
You know,
have you seen the video of the frog that takes the monkey that takes the frog and has sex with it?
No. Yeah, I'd imagine the frog was not amused.
The frog was not amused in it. I don't think it got any pleasure out of it. It's a very disturbing video, and I don't recommend anyone watch it. I still have nightmares about that. Very disturbing. But it's nature, so you can't criticize it, really.
Yeah, that's true.
It tends to be easier for women to orgasm during ovulation than any other time. The size of the vagina decreases by 30% as orgasm becomes imminent.
30%. I wonder if you hooked a car battery to your nipples, can you increase that to 50%?
The next question says, you can increase, yeah, it says exactly that. You can increase with a car battery, you can increase that number to 50. While giving birth, some women have been known to experience orgasm. And inside the female body, a sperm can survive for 9 days. Hopefully you won't have the chance to do that. That's kind of disturbing.
You'd want to wash that thing out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. At least every 8 days. For up to 70% of women, simultaneous direct stimulation of the clitoris during intercourse is essential for them to reach orgasm. And I'd like to say you're welcome to all the men out there listening for this piece of advice.
It's good to know.
Over 30% of men suffer from premature ejaculation. 10% of men are afflicted by erectile dysfunction.
ED.
Yep, and it's possible to relieve depression through masturbation.
I've heard that statistic before about erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
When you look at the sales of Viagra,
yeah,
just Viagra, forget about Cialis and all that other crap, yeah, just Viagra alone, it's way more than that percentage. I don't think those pills are being used by guys that necessarily need it.
They don't need it. They're abusing it.
They're abusing it. Drug abuse.
Drug abuse, exactly.
How do you explain, having sex with 27 women in one night? I'm an addict, man.
You guys believe in sex addiction?
Yeah.
You believe in that?
No. It's a drug.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You're releasing a load of chemicals in your head when you do it, so...
Releasing a load, all right.
It's like, I think we're so varied that, people can get... Somebody who doesn't have a problem with coffee and it'll kill somebody else. And with the same thing with anything, someone's allergic to alcohol and they're not. So why not somebody get addicted to the endorphins that are released during sex?
And it activates a pleasure system. Anything that activates pleasure in our brain is something potentially we get addicted to. Even things that don't activate pleasure, they do the opposite, we get addicted to sometimes.
Yeah. And there's worse things to get addicted to.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah.
Let's see. The average woman can reach orgasm in about 4 minutes through masturbation, while intercourse it takes 10 to 20 minutes. So come on, you guys, get with it.
Well, we only got 3 minute time window to work with. Come on.
Man, gotta get to it. Hey, you know what? There's something wrong with that picture, isn't there? If it's the average guy is taking 3 minutes and the average woman it takes 10 to 20 minutes, you've got a serious problem going on there.
No shit.
Yeah. Sneezes along with orgasms are the only physiological responses that cannot be voluntarily stopped when they have started.
Interesting.
Straight men tend to have smaller penises than gay men.
Not going to touch that.
Yeah, I got all side. Crickets are chirping. 85% of women are very satisfied with their partner's penis size.
That's good to know.
Evidence exists indicating that penis size may be linked to index finger length. I like that way they present that. Evidence exists.
Evidence exists.
Red flag. The amount of wet dreams a man is likely to have increases in line with the number of years spent in formal education. Is that because they're like fantasizing about the teacher? Maybe.
Maybe.
Compared to anywhere else, adults are more likely to tell a lie while they're in bed. Ooh. Don't smoke; it's bad for you. Men find women with enlarged pupils more sexually attractive.
Women with large what?
Pupils. Yeah. What do you think I said?
Never heard him called. I've never heard him called that
finger length one.
Yeah,
that finger length one. I'm sure I've heard some details about that where it's to do with the distance between the end of the index finger and the end of the second finger.
Could be.
It's not actually the length of a finger, or it's the ratio between those two.
Yeah,
lengths.
There you go.
And it's something to do with how butch you are or how femme you are, regardless of your gender.
Did you say butch? How butch you are?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I haven't heard the term in a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know the details of it, but yeah, something to do with that.
Is that a legitimate study?
It's a testosterone thing.
It's a legitimate study?
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I haven't got any citations for you, but it's something to do with the amount of testosterone that's in the baby.
Oh, wow.
As it's being developed, whether it develops the length of these two fingers.
That's interesting.
In a different way. Yeah.
I wonder why it would be have a correlation. I wonder what...
I don't know. It's a weird one. There's loads of genes in the body that are linked, aren't they? You turn one off and something else disappears.
Yeah, exactly.
So
my car is like that.
Yeah.
60% of non-smoking women have had no sexual partners in the past year, while 70% of women who smoke have had more than four lovers in the same time scale.
It's the bars, man.
Just take it.
It's the bars. It's the bars.
34% of men have told lies in order to have sex, and 10% of women have done the same thing.
34%. I believe that number to be significantly higher.
Yeah, significantly. Yeah. Three times that, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
like
four
just
times.
The words, oh, you're lovely.
Yeah, really. More than 50% of all cheating wives choose married men as their lovers, and 1% of women can achieve orgasms solely through breast stimulation.
I think I met her on a subway once.
Within the week, 22% of women tell at least five friends about their first sexual experience with a partner. And 70% of men and women admit to having fantasized about someone else while having sex.
Admit it, you said. That's the key word there. It's admit it.
Okay, we're down to the last two. 68% of men and 59% of women had a sexual liaison with someone in their past, which they have not told their current partner about.
Yeah. Down here in the South, it's someone in their family.
Substitute someone with family member. An overwhelming majority of sexual partners have only skimpy knowledge of what truly turns each other on. That's the last one. Skimpy is a technical term, I guess. I don't know what it represents exactly, but
yeah, I don't know either, but I can guess.
Yep, I can guess too. All right, should we wrap it up for today, gentlemen?
Yeah, it's your call, man.
I think it's about time that we did that. I think we've. Anybody have anything they want to add at the end of the show that they'd like to make a point of?
Read Crispy's blog.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
I'm absolutely. Want to. Thank him for coming on. Thanks, Crispy, for hanging out with us.
No problem. That's good. I've enjoyed it.
Nice. And thank
you.
And add him to your
Twitter account. He's a very prolific Twitter.
Yes.
Tweeter.
And there will be links to find him on the podcast description. So if you can't get it yourself, then look at the podcast description. It'll be there, and all you have to do is click it. And I can't make it any easier than that. So sorry.
True. You can go over to the house and click it for him.
I could. Yeah. Thanks, Al.
Repaid on his world click tour.
Yeah, I'm going on the click tour. I'll click your house. All right. Don't forget the Reason Rally's coming up March 24th.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be there. Al will be there.
Yes, I will.
And several members of our little clique will be there, I guess. So hopefully we'll all get up to meet up and
we need to get Anna. Hug. We need to get Anna over here.
I know, Anna over. She's got those kids, though.
Yeah, we can do duct tape, NyQuil.
Yeah, have you seen that picture of that kid duct taped to the wall? The baby duct taped to the wall?
Yeah, I actually found that kind of amusing.
Yeah. I couldn't decide whether I was disturbed or amused by it. I can imagine doing it
to my
kids.
That's how the baby looked.
Do what?
That's how the baby looked. He couldn't tell whether he was disturbed or amused.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't know what the hell's going on. Hey, I'm hanging in the air here. Anybody noticing this? I'm not touching the floor.
Something is wrong.
Something's not right with this picture. Okay, you've been listening to Reap Show Radio. I want to thank Al and Crispy one more time because it's really been a good show today. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank the idiot who called in for the telemarketing company, whatever his freaking name was.
Jack Mihoff.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I can't wait to hear that back. I think that's going to go over well. And I think I'm going to play a little – I don't know what I'm going to play at the end. Should I play some Journey?
Just as long as you don't stop believing, man.
Actually, I'm going to play what is that? Oh, I have to play Ozzy for Anna.
Ozzy for Anna.
If I don't play Crazy Train, then Anna is going to hang my testicles from a tree somewhere.
Hey, give her 300,000 pounds, and you'll be saved from that.
And on that note, we'll see you on the flip side. Remember, every Tuesday we're here. I'm doing weird things and talking about stuff. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Later.